What a week. My Monday missives are written with the intent to create conversations about things that are happening around us in real time and to found those interactions on a shared commitment to a biblical worldview. This has been an extraordinary week of action. My initial inclination was to focus attention on Scottie Scheffler's extraordinary victory at the Masters and his comments after his win. Here's what he said. I'm a faithful guy. I believe in a creator. I believe in Jesus. Ultimately, I think that's what defines me the most. I feel like I've been given a platform to compete and, you know, show my talent. It's not anything that I did. I've been called to come out here, do my best, compete, and glorify God, and that's pretty much it. Attaboy, Scotty. You're only 27, but you get it. Then the Iranians unleashed their barrage of 300-plus explosive airborne projectiles toward Israel. Their first direct attack, rather than through proxy players, displaying Iranian leaders' unmitigated antagonism toward the state of Israel. On the Telegram site, a Christian Israeli posted this message from inside that beleaguered land that God bequeathed to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and their descendants in perpetuity. Here's the quote. An Israeli scientist who works for the security system and is a doctor of physics wrote the following words to his rabbi yesterday. I wanted to share with the rabbi something that is much more than a feeling. That on Shabbat night, something happened here on the scale of splitting of the Red Sea. I'm a doctor of physics, and I worked for several years in the defense industry in Israel, in projects that are still cutting edge of the state of Israel. When I looked at what happened on Saturday night on a scientific level, it simply cannot happen. Everyone, and I mean everyone, acted as one man in overall unity. He continued, the likelihood that everything works out just as it should does not exist in complex systems like the defense systems that we're operating. They have never, I mean never, even beyond the state of Israel, been tried in real time. I took a pencil and dove into the calculations to check the likelihood that such a result would materialize. The large number of events that had to be handled at precisely the right time doubles the chance of making a mistake. With all high technologies, the expectation was for a breach in the defense of the skies of the state of Israel. Even if we got 90% protection, it would be a miracle. What happened, though, is that everyone, and I mean everyone, the pilots, the system operators, and the technology operators, acted as one man at one moment in total unity. If this is not an act of God, then I no longer know what a miracle is. And then the doctor marvels and adds, quote, this is sharper than the victory of the Six-Day War or the War of Independence. There it can be explained according to nature. The rescue that took place for the people of Israel on Shabbat night is simply impossible naturally. I believe that this miracle saved the lives of many people from Israel. If the defense system had failed to intercept a number of cruise missiles, the result would have dragged us into a very complex campaign. I wouldn't bet that next time it will work like this without divine supervision. The simple proof of what I said is that the managers of the security industries who develop and manufacture these systems guarantee no more than 90% success. Close quote. Is God protecting Israel and challenging godless expectations of military power defying him? Are we living in the middle of biblical end times history? Can you find a better explanation?